Amen. Take your Bible and turn to the 65th Psalm. Amen. Psalm 65. The Bible says, praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that heardest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against us, as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou chosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. By terrible things and righteousness wilt thou answer us. O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of them that are far off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas and the noise of their waves and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showering. Thou blessest the spring thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoiced on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. I want to preach a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this, on just one word. Praise. Amen. Praise. Praising the Lord and giving Him glory for all that He does. It says, praise waiteth for thee. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'd be a good thing where when the Lord got to the house of the Lord, praise God, the house of the Lord was there waiting for Him to praise Him and to give Him glory. I don't think you have to try to conjure it up and get an attitude of praise when you come to the house of the Lord. You ought to already have it with you, praise God, because the Lord of glory lives down inside you, and we ought to be praising Him and giving Him praise all the time and lifting Him up and magnifying Him for all He does. Amen. Today's been kind of a hectic day, and crazy things have happened. I got to think it's trying to work through all that. I just got to praise Him, say, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad He's God. I'm glad He's still on the throne. I'm glad He still knows what I need. And I'm glad, glory, that I still got Him here to help me. He's right by my side. He's that ever-present help, even in troublesome times. Praise God, when things ain't always what we think they ought to be, He's still the God that's needed. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's able to look down and see where we're at. God, head us off at the pass and give us direction to fulfill the task to the glory of His name. I don't know about you. I believe tonight that He's worthy of our praise. Amen. More than worthy of our praise. He says, praise waiteth for thee. What He's saying here is that praise is fitting. Amen. Praise belongs to God. That's who we should be praising, is the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of people can do this and a lot of people can do that. Oughtn't we praise them? No, we ought to just praise God that gives these people the ability they have to do the things they do. Hey, listen, don't you ever praise me. Give God the glory for everything I'm able to do, because it's through Him that we're able to attain to every little old thing that we step out and try to do. It's because of Him and His mercy and His goodness that we're able to do it this evening. Amen. Hey, God, I can't do nothing by myself. Hey, I've tried before. I'll just make a mess of it. Amen. How about you? Praise God, I'm glad I just give Him praise for every ounce of help He gives me, and every bit of help comes from Him. Amen. So He said, praise waiteth for thee. Praise is fitting for the ones that we're praising. Amen. Praise the Lord to be a voice up into the portals of glory and answering of prayer because God, He hears and listens to us. Praise God. He said, thou that hearest prayer. I'm glad God hears us and He knows what we need. Glory. Hallelujah. But I think even better that He knows what we need before we ever ask. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's time God's people come to realization that God is God. Amen. He knows everything to the thoughts and intents of your heart. Amen. He knows your thoughts and why you think them. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, so we ought to be praising Him because we know that God can hear and answer prayer. That God is the answer to prayer. Amen. Without God, there wouldn't be no answered prayer. Amen. He is the answer of prayer. What does He do? God's answered prayer. Praise God for me and for you and for our loved ones. He's answered prayers for salvation. He answers prayers for deliverance. He answers prayers all the time for you and me. Now sometimes this old flesh rises up, you know, we pray and everything doesn't transpire just exactly like we think they ought to. No, sometimes it takes a little longer. It doesn't go in the direction that we think it ought to when we pray. But I want to tell you, God's still answering prayers. I praise God. He's doing it according to His perfect plan. His plan for you and His plan for me. And He's putting it all in proportion so that He might get the glory. Amen. Praise His holy name because He's God. He answers prayers, praise God. Hey, glory to God. He forgives sins. Amen. Well, praise waited for Him because He forgives us of our sins. Look what He said. He said, iniquities prevail against us, against me. Amen? Iniquity, that sinfulness, it overtakes us. Amen? I tell you, somebody that says, you know what, I'm just beyond that. I don't sin no more. Amen? Yeah, but the bad thing is, praise God, since you got saved, you don't sin no less. Yeah. Amen? Don't sin. You don't, amen. We don't sin no less. Amen. We ought to be sinning less. Amen. We ought to be trying to sin more. Amen. Because, well, preacher, I don't sin no more. The glory to God, that's all right, I guess, but you ought to be sinning less. That's what He said here. Say, He said, our iniquity, our sinfulness, it prevails against us. We do the things that we don't want to do. But say, praise God, we give God the glory because God's a hearing us and God's answering us prayers. He said, thou shalt purge them away. Amen? So our iniquities, our transgressions, when we miss the mark. He said, there's a God of heaven there, praise God. He said, there to purge them away from us, to pull us out of our sinfulness and keep our feet upon that solid foundation of Jesus Christ the Lord so we can plead the blood that was shed on Calvary, praise God, by our Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Amen? Ain't you glad you got somebody to go to? Amen. Praise God. When you need just a little bit of encouragement, when that sin that so easily besets us. Amen. I said that sin that so easily besets us. You know why? Because we're an easy target for the devil. Amen. That's what I was thinking today when the old devil was trying to ride me like I was a racehorse. Praise God, I just got to praising God. I said, Lord, the devil may ride me, but he's going to do it bareback. I ain't going to provide him a saddle. I'm just going to get the praise of the Lord and giving God the glory for what He's able to do, what He's done in the past, praise God. He's the same yesterday and forever, and He'll do it again. Amen. How many times has God brought you through something? How many times has God delivered you? How many times has God been your deliverer? How many times have you lifted up your voice to Him? Praise God, you got to the very point that you didn't know what to do no more. You was beside yourself. Brother Jeff, you thought you was going down for the lifetime. But praise God, when you got so far down that you had to look up, praise God, there was the throne of grace that was there for you and me. And the God of that throne, praise God, loved you enough that He just sent that old comforter down there to where you was. Praise God, put them big old loving arms around you, pulled Him up to Himself and said, son, it's going to be all right. I got this and I got you. Hey, hallelujah. I'm glad that's my God tonight. I'm glad I love Him because He first loved me and He loves me like that, Brother Charles, every day of my life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I may forget to praise Him like He deserves. I may forget to praise Him for answering my prayers. But glory, hallelujah, it doesn't change who He is. Amen. No wonder they could praise God and give Him glory. They said, praise God, He's brought us out of our sinfulness and our iniquity and our transgressions when we've missed the mark. Amen. You know what that means? That means He puts us back on target. Amen. You know, we ought to have, as Christians, we ought to have a target. Praise God. We said, God answered. They're praising Him because He's answered prayers. They're praising Him for the forgiveness of sins. Amen. And they do all that, and we get all that. Because we praise Him because we have spiritual favor from God. Amen. Hey, there's nothing to take place in our life if the Spirit of God doesn't move upon it. The Spirit of God is real. The Spirit of God is alive. And the Spirit of God is there for us. It's there in us. It works for us. Even the day we live. Darkness overshadows us everywhere. Wickedness and vileness is on every hand. Perversion and sickness. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God in heaven that's overcome all that. Praise God, He forgives us our sins and He shows us that spiritual favor in God's people. He says, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. Amen. And see, when God begins to call us out, and He calls us to dwell in Him, that's to abide in the Lord. Ain't that what He told us to do in John 15? He said, abide in Him and He abide in us. Biding in the branch, praise God, and the vine, as the branches of a holy God move into where God can begin to help us, and He begin to nurture us, and He begin to feed us, and He begin to grow us, that spiritual favor that God Almighty shows to me and you. We take it for granted. I said, we take it for granted what God wants to do for us. The help that He has to give us, if we just humble ourselves just a little bit, to realize that we need the help. Amen. We're living in a world in a lawless society. And I've been just amazed for the last couple weeks. The dealings that we're trying to clean things up in D.C. Our capital, the United States of America. Where business takes place, where government is established. Amen. At these people around the world in these great big cities that said, no, we don't want that. Amen. We'd rather have the vileness and the wickedness and the drug cartels. See, that's who's really pushing this. Amen. That's who's feeding this thing. It's the drug cartels. That's why Chicago's a pitching a fit right now, praise God, is because it's controlled by the drug cartels. That's where the fentanyl's coming in. That's what's destroying our people. That's what's taking our lives. That's what's making people like zombies in the world that we live in. Amen. Praise God. It's time to pray and see God's face. It's time to see God move. And praise God, I'm glad that God, He's speaking here. And it's a universal call, praise God, to be strong. Amen, in the Lord. All flesh is included. Nobody is left out. He said, blessed is that man whom thou choosest, cause to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. He said, we'll find a place to be satisfied in the Lord. What's wrong with the world? There's no satisfaction. Amen. There's no satisfaction in anything that's taking place in this world today. Our satisfaction comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, loving Him, dwelling in Him, and Him in us. The help that we get from the Lord. So we praise God because we found favor in the eyes of God. Amen. I'm glad that we found favor. You and I have found favor in the eyes of God. Don't nobody tell you no difference. Amen. Sometimes we get in hardships. Things ain't going our way. You know, everything's running a little bit contrary to what we think it'll be. And if we ain't careful, we'll let some old long ecclesiastical nose thing come along and tell us, well, if you really had a God, if He was really real. Amen. I want to tell you, praise God, He is real, and He's our God, and He's on top of things. He's still in control. He's still sovereign. He still loves you and me. He's still there to help us and lead us along. And one of these days, glory, hallelujah, or just jump up and shout, He's going to call us out of here. And praise God, to just go up to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. It ain't going to be long, praise God, because we found favor in the eyes of God. We called Him. We praised Him. He said the people are there waiting. They done made a vow, praise God, and we're here and we're going to praise You. Amen. No matter what's going on, no matter what conflict is ahead of us, He said, what we're going to do, we're just going to be ready. Because we've heard, we've prayed, we know You've heard us, You've moved upon us, praise God, and we found favor in Your eyes, and we're just going to get ready, and we're just going to praise You. Amen. Leave it all at the house. Amen. Shut it up outside. Shut the door behind us, and just praise the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. You ever get the mully grubs, and you find your way to your prayer closet? Amen. You lay it out there, and the Lord already knows what you got. He knows what you need. He knows how He's going to meet that need. Amen. It's already part of His plan. And you lay it out there because He said to. You bring your prayers and your supplications before Him. And you lay it out there just as simply as you know how, Brother Bobby. And praise God, after you've done that, and I pray God, and mope it off somewhere, to contemplate over it. Glory, hallelujah. Just throw up your arms and say, glory, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for what You're about to do. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Deliverance will come. Bless His holy name. That's what they're saying. Said the praise of God is for God's favor that He showed to us. Amen. And said they praise Him, the praise of God's favor, because the praise of God's power. The power that He has. Glory, hallelujah. He said, by terrible things, verse number 5, in righteousness, wilt Thou answer us, O God, of our salvation. He said, the terrible things of righteousness. He says, God's dreaded His all-inspiring righteousness that He has, His all-inspired power that He uses to manipulate the situation when we think it can't get no worse. Glory, hallelujah. God Almighty comes on the scene with His all-inspiring power and His righteousness. He that does right all the time, and He begins to make a difference. The situation may not look different, but the God of the situation shows up and things start looking up. Amen. Praise God. We just begin to praise Him and say, Lord, I know that You're here. I know through the abundance of Your love and Your mercy and Your grace and Your righteousness, everything's going to be okay. The righteousness of an almighty God, what's right in His eyes. Amen. Have you ever thought about this? Do you think that God's going to intentionally do you wrong? Let me ask this way. Do you think God, the God of glory in His sovereignty, could do you wrong? No, He's the God of righteousness. He's going to do us right. Praise God. He's going to help us, like old Paul, to finish our course. What we started on, praise God, because He's promised to be there. That this awesome, all-inspiring God, praise God, is there to help us along the way to minister to our needs. Amen. Even to the ends of the earth. Look what He says. He's so God of our salvation, who art the confidence, now watch this, of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are far off upon the sea. Amen. He said, hey, this all-inspiring God, praise God, this awesome God, He said, He is there, it's terrible in righteousness, He's there, praise God, for every man in this world. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, praise God, He's there to help us, to minister to us. The God of our salvation. Amen. Hey, that part don't change. Amen. He's the same yesterday and forever, right? So the God of our salvation is the God of our salvation today. He's going to be the God of my salvation tomorrow. He's going to be the God of my salvation next month and next year. And praise God, in 10 years from now, and 20 years from now, and 100 years from now, He's still going to be the God of my salvation. Amen. Amen. I'm counting on that. How about you? Amen. Praise God. Yeah, amen. We're putting our life on it. Literally. The God of our salvation, praise God. Glory to His name. Thank God. So we see His power, praise God, the praise of His power. Amen. The power of His dominion over creation. The power of His dominion. He gives us two illustrations here. The power of His dominion over creation and His power to calm the storm. Amen. Look what He says. He said, verse number 6, which by His strength set aside the mountains, being girded with power. Amen. His creation, praise God, everything that He has, the mountains and everything below them. He said, which stilleth the noise of the seas and noise of their waves. Praise God. So we see these illustrations, the power, praise God, to have the dominion over His creation. He has power over it. You say, well, Pastor, I just don't believe that. I don't think God would do what He's doing if He had power, if He was in charge, if He was in control, if He was sovereign over what's taking place in the universe. He'd never let these hurricanes come through North Carolina. Let me just say this. He wouldn't have had to if we'd woke up and praised Him. Amen. If we'd got back, if we were on His side, praising Him and worshiping and giving Him glory, praise God, He wouldn't have had to. Amen. Praise God, He allowed that to take place to try to get our... And you know it did for about 2 days. Amen. It did for about 2 days. And then now you couldn't... several people that fell out and went and started going to church, amen, as soon as they got back on track and the hurricane got gone and kind of got back to normal, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. You look to find them and they can't find them because they don't come back. Amen. The God of creation, He's in control. The God of creation, the one that stills the storms. Look what He says in verse number 7. He said, which stilleth the noise of the seas and the noise of their waves. Amen. This God who's able to, that has the power to make things that's erratic, to make things that's out of control, bring them into His control. Glory to God. I like that. These two illustrations, but look what else He can do. And he even says that He, and the tumult of the people. He said when the people are out of control, when the people have lost their minds, when the people don't know what to do, they don't know which direction to go, He said He's able even to calm the people. I'm glad God has that calming effect. Amen. Except when I get to praising Him, praise God, I'm calm down the inside, but I don't show calm on the outside. That makes any sense. Amen. I get the can't help it, and I don't care. I love the Lord, praise God, because He first loved me. He moved into my heart, praise God, took up His abode. And when I get to thinking about it, I just get excited. Somebody said, hey, if you couldn't flop your arms around, you couldn't say a word. Amen. I think God just used me like a puppet. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody's going to give me praise. The glory. Because He's good to us that way. Praise the Lord. He's able to calm us down even when we're all upset. He calms the creation. He calms His power to still the storm. He has the power to calm the people. Praise God. Because He had the praise of God, the praise for His favor, and because of the praise for His power, we have the third thing that He mentions here, the praise for God's harvest. Amen? The harvest that God has. He said, thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Amen? He said He visits the earth. Hey, I don't know about you, it's usually a special place when you visit it on purpose. Amen. Now, a lot of places we go through, we end up at, but we don't do it on purpose. There's been a lot of places I've been in my life, praise God, and I didn't go there on purpose. I just accidentally ended up there. But He said, when God Almighty said He visits us on purpose. Amen. Bless His name. Hey, it don't get better than that. Amen? Because of God's favor and because of God's power and because of the power of His harvest, He visits us on purpose. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Amen. So he begins to, we begin to praise him because of his favor and because of his power. Praise God. And because of the harvest that we know is coming, the harvest that we're expecting, we begin to praise him, and we end up with praise upon praise and praise for praise, and we begin to praise God because he's blessed us so much, because he saved us and he bought us, praise God, from our sin, and we praise him, and then he begins to just keep pouring on the blessings, and he begins to continue to give us the help, and he begins to add to us, and to encourage us, and to lift us up, and give us souls for our labor. And we just praise him, and it's praise upon praise. Man, the psalmist said, "Praise!" He said, "We just get the praising, and we just can't help it. We just keep praising him. God just keeps blessing the more." Man, praise God! You want to get a handful on purpose? Just get the praising God on purpose. Man, things begin to make the Bible says in Psalm 22:3 that God inhabits the praise of his people. Praise of Israel, praise of his people. God thrives. God likes the praise of his people. Amen. Hey, don't ever think, well, you know, I better not get the praise in God, so I'm liable to embarrass him. Amen. I'm not going to praise him out loud. Because, you know, I don't want to embarrass the Lord. Hey, it ain't the Lord that's going to be embarrassed. But we have nothing to be embarrassed about. He is the God of glory, the King of Kings, the Lord of Heaven. Amen. It ought to be natural to praise him. It ought to be natural to pray to him. Amen. It ought to be natural to talk to him. I just wonder what we're going to sound like when we get in the presence of the Lord in heaven. And I know when we stand at the judgment seat of Christ, we're not going to say a word. I've heard people say, "Well, when I get to the judgment seat of Christ, you ain't going to do nothing. You're just going to stand there like a little sheep, like a little lamb. Amen. The Lord's going to bring this out. He's going to show you. And praise God. If you've earned any rewards, you'll receive those rewards. Amen. And hopefully you'll have some. You won't just get in as though by fire, a brand plucked out of the flames. But we'll have something to give back to him, something that one day we can cast back at his feet. And say, "Frankly, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have nothing." Amen. But we'll stand there and we'll be perfectly silent. Amen. But what about when we get to strolling through heaven with the Lord? We get to, you know, strolling down Hallelujah Avenue, and the Lord gets to showing us these places and things, praise God, that we've longed to see. Amen. But we've thought about and tried to conjure in our minds, but couldn't relate to it, couldn't get a hold of it in this carnality that we are. And the Lord begins to elaborate on these things. And you know that we begin to open our mouths and begin to say, "My goodness, Lord. Boy, this is so wonderful. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be part of this. If it wasn't for you, if we practice it now, it'll be easy then. I'd hate to know that I had to wait when I got to heaven till I could talk to my Savior." Amen. I won't talk to him now. Praise God. We're in his presence. Those that's born again, praise God, the Holy Spirit's living inside your heart, and we ought to be able to communicate with him. Don't think about what people say, and praise God. Forget about people and talk to him. Because he's worthy of our praise. Praise God. Praise upon praise. He inhabits the praises of his people. See, that praise for God's favor, praise God, and that praise for God's power, it brought that praise for God's harvest. The harvest that God's going to give us. Amen? The harvest, amen, the harvest, that's the primary reason for the praise, is because the harvest. Amen? God watered the earth, tells us in verse number 9. See, God was making preparations. See, God watered the earth in verse number 9. Thou visit the earth and waterest it. He said, God prepared the seed. Verse number 9, he said, thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided it. Amen. He made ready the soil. Verse number 10. He said, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Listen to that. Praise God, that showers of mercy, that showers of compassion, that showers of love, praise God, it loosens and moistens up the soil. Amen. That's why people get saved, praise God, and their hearts become tender and their eyes become juicy. Amen. Tears begin to roll out of their face. And they can't help it. It just happens that way. He said, thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Amen. He said watering and that seeding and that loose soil, praise God, and it offers up the increase. And he said, the reason we're praising, praise God, is because of that harvest that God has provided Himself. Look what it says, verse number 11. He said, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy past drop fatness. Thou crownest the year. He said, praise God. He said, the reason we're praising, praise God, because praise for God's favor, pray for God's power, pray for God's harvest, because He said, this is the best year we've ever had. Amen. He said, it ain't ever been like this before. The harvest is plenteous. The harvest is full. The harvest is fat. Why? Because the people were praising God. They were giving glory. They were expecting something from the Lord. You're only going to get what you expect. Amen. Anybody that's ever worked with people, if you've ever been a boss or a supervisor, you're only going to get from your people what you expect out of them. It's the same way with kids. You're only going to get out of them what you expect. Amen. God help us to try to do it right. I tell you, life is so fast, man. You blink, you've tried to do this, you tried to do that, and you've tried to have this, and you tried to give them that. And what we need to give them is a good dose to the Word of God and help them to have that firm foundation in Jesus Christ our Savior. So that we can see that harvest that'll play out in the end. That record harvest. He said, thou crownest the year with thy goodness. Amen. A full harvest, a record harvest from the Lord. Praise His name. So the praises, because of the harvest, overflows. Because the harvest, Adam, is overflowing. You see, this thing is, you might say it's just a vicious cycle. The more we praise God and give Him glory, praise God, the more He blesses us, the more we praise Him, and the more glory He gets, and the more He blesses us. You see where the church has been is missing it? Amen. We're going through a form and a fashion, but we're not praising God because He's God, because He's altogether lovely, because He's provided for us. Jesus said, and He's going through them, they said, hey, wait, listen, tell your disciples to be quiet. Tell them to hush. He said, hey, if they held their peace, He said, the rocks and the trees would cry out. Amen. He said, if they wasn't praised, then the trees and the rocks would praise. Glory to God. And we see here that pattern in the close of this chapter. He said, they drop upon the pastures of the wilderness. Talking about those the drops of fatness, goodness, the full harvest. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pasture are clothed with flocks, and the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy, they also sing. Now look, such a day of rejoicing is going on, such a day of rejoicing is prevalent in the day. He said that the hills and the pastures and the valleys are joining in rejoicing and praising and giving God glory. He said, on every side of every hill, they praise. He said, in the lowest place, in the bottom of the valleys, He said, they praise. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. In the pastures, where the critters are, the flocks are abundant because of God's grace, because of the harvest. And so they're giving praise. I got an old goat at the house, she praises all the time. That's the noisiest thing I've ever heard in my life. She thinks I'm God. I supply all their needs. Amen. When I go outside, when she sees me, she's, ah! Amen. And she won't hush as long as I'm inside till I give her something. Amen. A bite of grain or some squash or something, praise God, that she's longing for. She said everything just praising God, giving God praise and glory, rejoicing and singing His praises. Amen. Even the rocks and the trees and the things, praise God, is singing God's praises. Glory, hallelujah. Praising the God of heaven. Amen. If all those things are praising God in abundance, how much more should you and I? Amen. Well, He's worthy of our praise. I praise Him tonight. I thank God for His goodness and His mercy, His love to me. Thank Him for the time that He spends with me. Amen. He's God. He's a busy God. I know that. He's busy. He's always working. I know because He works on me a lot. I'm needy. I'll just say that. I need a lot. But God's always working on me. Amen? Because He knows how much I need. And so I just praise Him for that. Every day I praise Him because He's working on me. He's helping me. He's helping me to be mindful of Him. He's helping me to remember that He is God. Not some little old bitty something I can put in a box. But He's the God of the universe who holds it all in the span. Amen?